daf mem beis yom ralef par two dots. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel, ho yemahalach. Somebody was walking. His posture was walking outside the city on Shabbos. V'yeni yaday at chum Shabbos. He doesn't know exactly where does the chum end. He doesn't know. They didn't put up a sign say atkan is at chum Shabbos. And he knows where his city ends, like where he could start counting from, but he doesn't know how far he has to walk. He has a right to take 2,000 normal steps. That's called the Tchum Shabbos. The Tchum Shabbos is 2,000 amas. So come to say, it's a normal, medium-sized step is an amma. So that's how you can measure it for yourself on Shabbos. Even though you're not allowed to measure on Shabbos, but since you're going with Tamil Tzorech Shabbos, it's like the Tzorech Mitzvah, you're allowed to make a Medidah the Tzorech Mitzvah. This is called, you're allowed to count to know the mitzvah, how far you're allowed to walk. So you're allowed to count the Alpayim Amah yourself. So Drashi, Yepsiyos Beninis, Derech Hilichosoy Shalodim Amah. When you take a step, a medium-sized step is an Amah. And the Tchum Shabbos is Alpayim Amah. So that's the way you measure. You can measure it for yourself on Shabbos, walk at 2,000 steps outside the city. Right, of Yom Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel, Shavas Bebikah, a person at the beginning of Shabbos was in a bikah. He was resting in a bikah. A bikah means a wide open field. There was no mechitis around him. So if that's your kind of shavis at the beginning of Shabbos, so you have Alpay Mama from that mokum. You have Dal Damas around where you're sitting. That's like your mokum, Dal Damas all around you. And from there further, you have Alpay Mama. Rashi says, Shavas Bebikah, Yeshla Mimkoimoy Alpay Mama Lucharuach. You're sitting at the beginning of Shabbos, Bein HaShemoshos, where you are in the field, that's where you're kind of your shvisa, and from there you have a right to walk up Haimam al-Choruach. Now, V'kifu nochri mechitza b'Shabbos, in the middle of Shabbos, goyim come and make big mechitzas all around you. Like, for chveis, 100 amis all around you, they put up mechitzas. What's the locha? Do we consider these mechitzas like your dal damas now, and you'll have our Haimam to walk outside these mechitzas? Or no, these mechitzas don't help you. V'kifu nochri mechitzas. Is alocha b'shabbos, v'kifu nochri mechitzas b'shabbos, is alocha mahalach alpayim amo. You're allowed to walk alpayim amo, or metalto b'kula ayidei zrika. As you could walk alpayim amo, and you can metalto inside these mechitzas ayidei zrika. You're allowed to throw something inside these mechitzas. So Rashi learns what's the pshat. V'kifu nochri mechitzas b'shabbos. Uladira. These goyim like build up mechitzas to live inside them. Kagoyim shekifu loder b'toychoy. The goyim want to live inside these mechitzas. Dilav hochi, because if the goyim didn't make the mechitzas to live there, then the loch is b'yosim b'sosayim le'mishtari l'tatuli bo. Anytime it's more than a b'sosayim, more than 70 yamas by 70 yamas, you're not allowed to be metaltal inside the mechitzas. Elodal damas. So here we want to say you can metal to the kula, and even though it was wider than the Beis Hasayim, we have to say the Goyim made these mechitzas, this hekif, on Shabbos for the purpose of living inside. So therefore these mechitzas are good mechitzas, that really it has a shem reshus yochid inside, you can metal as long as you want inside. Is alocha mahalach bo'apayim. So drashid le'mahan yilei hanach mechitzais li'yotzelei kadal amis. We don't say that now that the Goyim made mechitzas around you on Shabbos, let's look at all these inside the mechitza is like your dal damas. And outside of that, you have another paimama to go. No, that's not the lochem. Since at the beginning of Shabbos, Bein HaShemoshos, these mechitzas were not here, that's when your tchum is chal. So at that time, you only had a paimama. That's all. You can't go more than a paimama from where you were at the beginning of Shabbos. When do we say that a whole bias, a mechitzis, is considered like dal damis? If before Shabbos started, in other words, Bein HaShemoshos at the beginning of Shabbos, you were in a house. So if you're in a wide house, that even though it's wider than dal damis, so the whole house is considered like dal damis to you. Because you're in the mechitza at the beginning of Shabbos. Avalhocha over here though, Dibishas Shavisa, at Bein HaShemoshos, the beginning of Shabbos. Loi heavy mechitzos. These mechitzos were not up yet. The goyim first put them up in the middle of Shabbos. Is loy. Here we don't say these mechitzos are like your dal damas. The afil Rabbi Gamliel. Even though in the Mishnah, Rav Gamliel said, let's say the Goyim slept you out of your Tchum on Shabbos and put you into a corral outside the Tchum. So Lachar is, since Lamaisa they put you into a corral which has mechitzis, you're allowed to walk around the whole corral even though it's more than the Aldamet. Like this, the Mishnah said, if the Goyim slept you out of your Tchum, you can only walk Dal Damas, not more. But let's say the Goyim put you into a big Mechitzis, into a big Rosh Hashanah Yochid, then you are allowed to walk around that whole Rosh Hashanah Yochid, because we look as if it's Dal Damas. I, at the beginning of Shabbos, you weren't a Dal Damas, so what's the chiluk between over there and over here? So Drash is a big chiluk. Tohosom, and Nochim Ein Leil Al Bahamas. Is a kilu chachomim etzloi liest lehekav mechitzas karabamis over there where the goyim schlepped you out of your tchum on Shabbat, they picked you up and dragged you out of the tchum. We say the din is you only allowed to walk daladamis. So about you have a chumadik din only daladamis if the goyim put you into a seer. The other rabbanim will make it to say you can walk around the whole seer. Ah, well, our kain is shvisa. Mashenk in a normal case where at the beginning of Shabbos you are sitting in the bikkur in an open valley. Sheyesh lo yapai mama. You have alpai mama to walk all around you, so it's not so gefelich. In such a case, lehikilu chachavim etzloi liyas lehekav mechitzas karabamis. Elim came shalves biavirim. Only if you lived in these mechitzas at the beginning of Shabbos. But here, at the beginning of Shabbos, you were out in the bikkur. You were out in the open field. So you're kind of shvisa that you only have alpai mama to walk. That's all. Now, if on Shabbos the goyim put big mechitzas around you, you're not allowed to walk out of your original tchum. And we don't consider these mechitzas like now that you're daladamis and you have a pai mama outside the mechitzas. No, since at the beginning of Shabbos the mechitzas weren't here, Hilchus tchum goes boss at the beginning of Shabbos. So at that time you only had a pai mama, you still only have a pai mama. So that's the halacha again. The Amar Rav Nachman and Amar Shmuel, Shabbos bebika. The beginning of Shabbos you were in an open field. In the middle of Shabbos, Goyim made mechitzis. The Shabbos is mahalach apayim mama. You're only allowed to walk apayim mama, nothing more. You can't walk more than apayim mama and to use these mechitzis like to make your tchum wider. But the chiddush is though, o metalto bekuloi ayidei zrika. But you should know if these mechitzis were tremendously big mechitzis, they're more than apayim mama wide. So it has the same reshus yochid. So you could walk till apayim mama, you have to stop there, you can't walk more. But if you have a chayfetz with you, you're allowed to throw it further. Because l'mayis it is a reshus yochid. Since the goyim made this big wide house on Shabbos, and they made the mechitzas amanas to live inside it, so it's called reshus yochid. So inside this reshus yochid, you're allowed to take a chayfetz and throw it as far as you want. Even though you're throwing it out of your tchum, that you're not allowed to walk there, because the locker is you can't walk more than apayim mama, but the zrika, you're allowed to be metal to bekula. That's Rav Nachman's chiddush. And you don't make exera to say that once he's going to throw chveitzim to the end of the house, which is more than apayim mama, maybe he'll run after the chayfetz and take it. No, we don't make the exera. You're not allowed to walk more than apayim mama. But zrika, you could throw as far as you want. And we don't make any exeras. That's Rav Nachman's din, the name of Rav Shmuel. The more of Rav Huna, Omar, Rav Huna says no. You're only allowed to walk up high mama, that's all. You can't walk more. How far can you carry? Now, you could only carry daladamas, not more. It's even in the first up high mama that you are allowed to walk, you should know you're not allowed to be metalto there. And this is going to be the kasha. Even though Lamaise, it is a Rishus HaYochid, the Goyim made mechitis all around here, so you're in a Rishus HaYochid, still Rav Huna says you can't be metalto, you can't carry something more than daladamas. That's all. Why does Rav Huna argue on Rav Nachman? Why can't you throw something throughout this whole house? Even though it's more than apayim mama, so what? You're only allowed to walk apayim mama, that's a din chum. But now to throw something further, why not? It's in a Rishus HaYochid, there's no Yisroit Tzor, so why can't you throw all the way to the end of the house? And for the Gemara, Rav Huna holds this Gzeira. It's Gzeira, Shema Yimoshech Acha Chevtsoi, that maybe you'll run after your Chvetzim. If you're going to throw your ball more than Apayim Mama to the end of the house, we're afraid you'll change your mind and run after it. You'll try and get it, and then you're going to come to walk out of Apayim Mama. So Gzeri, you shouldn't walk more than Apayim Mama. We said you can't throw anything more than Apayim Mama. So Freti Gemara of about Payim Mil Tautu. Good, I understand why you can't throw outside the Apayim Amma. Sixero, you come to walk to yourself. But I call upon him in the first Apayim Amma, why can't you carry? Just like Rav Nachman says, you're allowed to walk, then you're allowed to be metaltol, because it's a Rishus HaYachid. So why do you call us Rav Huna? In the Alpayim Mam itself, since you are allowed to walk there, there's no Gzeris. So the Chura, why can't you carry there? Your Mam is in a Rishus HaYachid now. Even though the Goya made the Mechitzis on Shabbos, so what? Mechitzis that are made on Shabbos, we had before, are called Mechitzis. And it's Hukah for Dira, it's a real Rishus HaYachid. So why can't you be metaltol now, only Daladamis? So tomorrow, why can't your mamish carry something in your alpayim amma? Like you're now in the middle of Rosh Hashanah Yochid. And for the Gemara, mishum dehevi kemechitza shenifritza bimlua lamakam osala. The pshat is, where your alpayim amma ends, there's no mechitza between that makam and the rest of the house. Hey, the goyim now made a tremendous house, 5,000 amas long. So you have a right to walk only 2,000 amas, that's all. Now the next 3,000 amas long, you don't have a right to walk there, because it's out of your tchum. So since that mokum, those 3,000 amas are awesome, now your 2,000 amas is open completely to that mokum. There's no mechitza between the two of them. So that's halacha. Anytime your mokum is nifras v'mluya, it's open all the way to another mokum, that in that mokum you're not allowed to be metaltal, you can't go in that mokum. So it's like it's open to Rishus HaRabim, it's like there's no fourth wall. Since there's no fourth wall, that's why it can't be metalto. That's this new alochon. That it's nifritza bimlua lemokam osala. Hey, since outside you're alpayim amma, you're not allowed to carry, you can't even walk there. So bizarre, who are then inside your alpayim amma, also you can't carry. Because your mokam is open completely to another mokam that's also to you. So that's not mat you to metalto. So drashi, drashi metalto, the third line from the bottom. Umetalto bapayim. The kasha is now, but in the first 2,000 amas, that's your tchum, why can't you carry there normally? I understand outside the apayim you can't, according to your shita, it's because you have a gzera, you come to walk there. Good, so you don't carry out of the apayim mama. But inside the first apayim mama, why can't you carry? You're allowed to walk there, and you're in the Rishus HaYachid right now. The teretz is, as Rashi, I skipped this Rashi before. Rashi before, Ba'apayim Miyas, Rashi before that. Ba'apayim Miyas, Shumut Laholach Bem, Lekal Migzabu, Mishum Shem Yim Shechach Etzel, the Tautuk Yuchayel, the Tiltu Gomer, the Koshchen Zrika, the Mechitz Mayas and Inu, or Meshani, the Gmorgaz of Teretz, Kiv on the Chutz Le'apayim. Or Slatautu, since outside your Apayim Yotchum, you're not allowed to carry there, Afilu Bezrika. According to Rafun, it's even also to throw there. Why Mishum Shem Yim Shechach Etzel, we're afraid maybe you'll run after. Your chveitzim, and you walk out of your tchum of a zayv cholshchen ki your chayu, and avad you can't carry outside your tchum. So ain yochol haluch shem, you can't even walk there. Has you only have a right to walk out by your mama and not more? Or the taltol mitzvah sir, mainly you're also to metaltol. Or the taltol mitzvah nami ba'apayim. Or bezoy we ask you can't even carry inside your first apayim. Mushum dehevi apayim delay nifrotzim luchutz apayim. It's opened up completely. There's no mechitza between your apayim mama and the rest of the bayis. It's nifrat bimluya luchutz apayim. The asirulei mishum zera shem yimoshech. To ein hefsek b'neim, there's no mechitza between them. Ve've mechitza nefretzes b'mluya l'mokam osala. Anytime you had like four walls, and the fourth wall falls down, and it's opened up to a mokam that's also to you, so it's like you only have three walls, no fourth wall, it's also to carry there. So that's why here, that's Rav Huna's svara. Even in your first alpayimam, you can't carry, because your alpayimam is open completely to the next rishus. And the next rishus, you can't even walk there. So pshit, you can't carry there. Hamshit, you can't even throw there. So mele hu adin, you can't carry in your first apayim amma. That's Rav Huna's svara. So tomorrow, chia barav omar mahalach apayim amma. He holds you are allowed to walk apayim amma. O metaltol apayim amma. And you're allowed to carry only in your apayim amma. This is like a new shita now. That in the first apayim amma that you're allowed to walk, you're allowed to carry there also. How can you carry? We're talking about a bikkur. We're talking about the same case where the goyim made mechitzas on Shabbos. So lemaisa now you're like carrying inside the house. So since you could walk apayim amma, those apayim amma you're allowed to carry. But more not. You can't even throw out of the apayim amma. So Gemara says, the chura keman, who does Reb Chiya go like? Deloy to Rav Nachman. He doesn't go like Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman says, even though you can't walk out of the Apayim, but you are allowed to throw there. You're allowed to stand at the end of the Apayim Mama and take a ball and throw it as far as you want. Since you're inside a big house, it is a Rishus HaYochid, so Nageyat HaHiluch, you can't go more than Apayim Mama, because your Shavisa was Kaina at the beginning of Shabbos. At that time, you only had Apayim Mama. But now, Nageyat HaYotzor, there's no Yisra HaYotzor, it's all one big Rishus HaYochid, so you can throw as far as you want. Rabbi Chiya is saying no. Rabbi Chiya is saying you only be metaltel apayim and not more. So it's not like Rav Nachman. Vaitav like Rav Huna. And he doesn't hold like Rav Huna either. Because Rav Huna holds you can only be metaltel dal damis. Not at all in the apayim amma. And here Rabbi Chiya is saying it could be metaltel in the apayim amma. So Chur Rabbi Chiya is not like neither of them. Have the Gemara Eimor metaltel be our boys. Not to make a third machlokes. Well, that's something Rabbi Chiya also meant to say like Rav Huna. That you're not allowed to, you could only be metaltel dal damis, not more. Because since your Apayim Mam is opened up completely to the next Rishus, which is also for you to walk there, it's also for you to carry, even in your Apayim Mam. For the Gemara Yehochi Abazoy Haino the Rav Huna, Rabbi Chiya is Mamma Shem like Rav Huna. And the Gemara Eimor, let's say, V'chein Omer Rabbi Chiya Bar Rav. Ein Echonami. That Rabbi Chiya Bar Rav is saying the same halacha, like Rav Huna. V'chein Omer Rabbi Chiya Bar Rav. That the Gemara Omalei Rav Nachman Rav Huna, Rav Nachman now told Rav Huna, Le'tiflo v'lei de Shmuel. Like you, Rav Huna, don't argue on me, on Rav Nachman, that I said my halacha in the name of Shmuel. Why? Because Shmuel's halacha is right. That Shmuel said again, that you have this Apayim Mama to walk, you're allowed to carry in the whole Apayim Mama, and you can even throw something further out of the Apayim Mama. As long as it's in Rishus HaYochid, that the guy you made a Mechitza now, you're allowed to be Metalta Bekuloi. So Nachman is telling Rav Huna, I have a raya to the Shita, so don't argue on Shmuel. What's the raya? The Tanya Kabose. The Tanya we learned, Hoya Moideid Ubo. Somebody was measuring out his Tchum Shabbos. So Trashi, Hoya Moideid Ubo. Hanoi Sene Ruvai. Somebody put an Erev outside the city. He wanted to be able to walk far outside the city on Shabbos. Ubo Lelech Mimokim Eruvai Apayim. So on Shabbos now, he walked out to where his Erev is. And from that mokum, he has the right to walk another Apayim Mama. So he was measuring it now. How was he measuring it? Like we had before. You're allowed to take 2,000 medium-sized steps. 2,000 medium-sized steps is Apayim Mama. So he measured it. Now when he measured his Apayim Mama from his Erev, it ended in the middle of another city. We're talking about another city that there is Neruvi Chatzeris in the whole city. That the people in that city are allowed to carry throughout the whole city, or else the shalom is on Yontif. We're talking about on Yontif. On Yontif also you can't walk out of the tchum. So here you put an eruv tchum outside, that you're allowed to walk now another Apayim Mama. And your second Apayim Mama ended exactly in the middle of another city. So what's the halacha? That ha yemoideid ubo v'kolsa midase v'chatir. You measured your new Apayim Mama, and it ended in the middle of a city. Is the halacha mutal atalto b'chol ir kula? You're allowed to carry around in this whole city. That's what this brisa says. Obovado shelo yavres at chum baraglov. But you're not allowed to walk more than your apayim amam. You can't go over your tchum with your feet. In other words, like we said, you put your erev down here, way outside the city. So you're allowed to carry now. You're allowed to count apayim amam. That's how far you can walk. Not a step further. Even though this is in the middle of a big city, but so what? Since at the beginning of Shabbos, you were not Shabbos in the city, you don't become part of the city, so your Erev was over here. So you're only allowed to look up Hayim Mama, not a step more. But he says, Klon the Braisa, up until here you could walk, but further, you're allowed to be metaltel. In other words, you can take a chefetz and throw it as far as you want. Like Rashi says, Eve is talking about on Shabbos, and the city has the Rubik at service all around. Azel is talking about Yontif. But I call upon him to Klon Raya to Rav Nachman, Amash Shmuel. That even though your tchum ends in the middle of Rishus HaYochid, you're allowed to take a chayfetz and throw it as far as you want to the other side of Rishus HaYochid. And we don't make any gzeiris that maybe you walk after your chayfetz. So of course it's a chloride to Rav Nachman. So the Gemara b'may metaltel. What does it mean you can metaltel in the whole city? La v'ideis rika. It means you can throw something. It can't mean you can walk there, because it says chlor you can't walk more than apayim amma. So you can't walk more than half the city. So what does it mean you can metaltel in the whole city? Zuchur means you can throw something there. So you see, we don't make this gezeirah to say that if you come to throw a chepetz there, maybe you run after it. So of course, it's a klor raya to Rav Nachman or Mashmuel. So shalu. So some mafarshim say stop. It's a klor raya. We have the girsa no. We have the girsa. Omer Rav Huna loy. Rav Huna says no. From here, it's no kasher on me. Ayidei meshicha. I'll answer you. This Bryce is talking about you want to be Moshech. In other words, your tchum ended mamish in the middle of the city right here. Now that it says you can carry throughout this whole city, it doesn't mean you can take your chayfetz and throw it. If you take your chayfetz and throw it, we're afraid you go after your chayfetz. Now it means you take like a long rod and you get a chayfetz over here and schlep it back to where you are. So this chayfetz over here, kol zman it doesn't come to you, it doesn't belong to you. So there's no gzer where you go after the chayfetz. When do you first acquire this chayfetz? When you schlep it towards you. So Meshicha means you schlep other chayfetzim that are out of your tchum into your tchum. Either you throw like a fishing rod, you throw a long stick or a long string to get something and bring it to you. So here there's no gzer where you go after the chayfetzim. Because kol zman you didn't get the chayfetz to you, it doesn't belong to you yet. When does it become yours? When you schlep it into by you. So when you schlep it by you, then there's no gzera, you move weiter. When does Rav Huna make gzera? If you have your chayfetz here, your ball here, you want to throw it away. So if you throw it out of your tchum, we're afraid you run after your chayfetz. But here it's not your chayfetz, so you schlep it to you. So here there's no gzera. See Rashi? Rashi says, loy b'meshicha. So Rashi says, loy gasinin. Rashi might say, if you could gear says not to be gerus, it's the chal in the Gemara. No, we just blind that this is a riot to Rav Nachman. So Rashi, man the Goris law, the people that do want to be Goris this Girsa, to say no, like it's not a kasha on Rav Huna. Hochikoma, this is what Rav Huna meant to say. For Rav Huna v'amalocho, haidik toni mutla talto b'chol yir kula, for Meshichu komar, she moishech michutz la'apayim l'techa apayim. You schlep something from out of the tchum into your tchum. To awesome lekala migzer, here there's no gzera shem yimoshech. You'll run after the chvetzim. To lav chvetzavu, it doesn't belong to you yet, it's not your chvetzim. Ademaisilei, until you bring it to you. Legavoy, until you bring it inside your tchum. Vichimaisilei, when you do bring it near you, sulei mapiglei, like mechetes is a gzera, you walk outside with it. It's mishpain if you have your chvetzim that you're going to throw outside further, then it's a gzera, you'll have rachmonis on your chvetzim, you'll run after them. But here you're not throwing anything out. You're only schlepping other chvetzim towards you, samamonashuch. When they come to you, it's yours. When not chashid, you go further. Before it got to you, it's not yours. You're not afraid about it. That's Rav Huna's teretz. That's Rav Huna's greisim. That's the kimatalto b'chol year doesn't mean you could throw. It means you could schlep things back towards you. Mervaita. Omer Rav Huna. Again, somebody was measuring his tchum. He has on Shabbos to walk. Again, Masami put an eruvit chumim outside the city, and from there he has the right to walk alpayimama. So he was measuring now. Where does his new alpayimama end? Ho yemoided ubo v'kolsa midosa v'chati chotzer. Punk your alpayimama ends in the middle of a big chotzer. That's a chotzer, that's a reshus hayochid, and in the middle of the chotzer, that's where your tchum ends. You can't walk more than chati chotzer. Is the halacha? Rav Huna says, "Ein lo yelachati chotzer." You only have a right to use the first half of the chotzer in your tchum, and outside that you can't. Ein lo yelachati chotzer. Fredik Mar Pshita Avada. What's Rav Huna's chiddush? Avada, you can't go more than half the chotzer. More than that is outside your tchum. You're not allowed to walk more than apayim mama. Have the Gemara Eima, yesh lechati chotzer. I tell you, the chiddush is not that you can't walk further, but the chiddush is the first half of the chotzer that's in your tchum you're allowed to use. You're allowed to walk there. You can walk that far. For the Gemara Hanami Pshita, Avadi, you can walk that far. Why not? You're allowed to walk alpayimama further from your Erev. So if your alpayimama ends in the middle of a chotzer, Pshita, you can walk until the middle of the chotzer. So the Gemara Eima, the Huna says, no, still there's a chiddush here. Mal, the time I would think. Leichus duma also to tule the kula kamash malon. Let's make exera. Once you start using the first half of the chutzner, you won't make a difference, and you use the second half of the chutzner also. Let's tule. This is a quote from Rav Huna sheet at least. Rav Huna holds that you can't even be metaltal. You're not allowed to stand inside the first half of the chutzner and throw something to the second half of the chutzner. It's exera shema yimshach achrov. Maybe you yourself will walk further into the second half of the chutzner. So maybe according to Rav Huna, there should be exera that even the first part of the chutzner you can't use. Kamash, well, no, we don't make this gezeira. The first half of the chutzner that's in your tchum, you're allowed to walk there and go there. More or not? Said Rashi. So, Rashi, again, in the middle here, here it's also pshita. The half of the chotzer that's in your tchum, you're allowed to use. And here it says, Loshen Tutul, you're allowed to carry. is here you're allowed to carry in this first half of the chotzer, you're allowed to carry, even according to Rav Huna. So drashid loydomi lishavas babikon. It is not doimah to the first case we had before, where the person first was kind of shvis in the middle of an open field, and then the goyim made big mechitas around him. Says there, Rav Huna said, you're not allowed to carry only daldamas, not more. How come here with moida you're allowed to carry in the first half of the chotzer? So drashid hosam mikol misol tatulein afilu b'teich apayim mishrim time of the nifritzah, because it was opened up to a makom osolo. So he bad the nifritzah a makom osolo. Shurei mechitas halolu loy hoyu kana by joim. Those mechitas were not there at the beginning of the day. Voisasuru lecholodim. It was also for everybody at the beginning of Shabbos. The case before was in an open field. In an open field, there's no mechitas. Nobody could walk there. Ugeshehuk for b'Shabbos. Now when the goyim made the mechitas on Shabbos, v'ilu l'zeh shebeteichoy, li'alpayim yuloy. For this person, it only helps him for his alpayim. V'loy l'chutz alpayim, it doesn't help for the part outside the alpayim. Shein chutz betchumoy. Because that part, this person can't go, because it's outside his tchum. V'hai chutz l'alpayim, loy hoye loy shum heter, eitzel shum adam. Come to say, this part of this new house of the goyim made on Shabbos doesn't have a heter for anybody to carry there, because it's outside the tchum for the people. As the people from this city can't go so far, so nobody can metal to the other side of that house. Hilkach have mokum osur v'yoser. Therefore, it's osur even in your apayim mama. Avu our case now here chotzer ain leimo bo chilek pirtsa l'mokum osam. Tomeboid yoyim chodhi. At the beginning of Shabbos, this chotzer was here and the mechitzas were there. It's called one rishus yochid. Unhi diyas real hail to tule chutz l'apayim ides rikom mishum shem yimoshech avu b'toich midas chumoy mutl to tule kiyurche. But here Rav Huna is moida that if your tchum ends mamish in the middle of a chotzer, now that chotzer, the beginning of Shabbos, was there, and people of the bnei chotzer could carry in this whole chotzer. So this chotzer doesn't have a shame; it's also to anybody. So even though for you one person, you can't walk more than half the chotzer because you can't walk out of your tchum, but negate the carrying is pretty. You're allowed to carry in the first half of the chotzer. So now that's the Kiddush according to Rav Huna, that we don't make the Gzeira. If you carry in the first half of the Chotzer, maybe you come to carry in the second half of the Chotzer also. Or maybe you come to throw something to the second half of the Chotzer. No, we don't make this Gzeira. The Lacher is the first half, you're allowed to carry and walk there, because that's in your Tchum. The second half of the Chotzer, since it's Chutz from your Tchum, you can't walk there, you can't throw there, and we don't make any Gzeira. That's Rav Huna's Kiddush. Yeah. Weiter. Omer Rav Nachman, Moide li Huna, Rav Nachman is saying, you Rav Huna, l'chur, you should be Moide to me in such a case. Who are you Moide? Again, a person put his Erev out in the fields, and he's walking now with Alpayim Mama on Shabbat that he's allowed to, and he's measuring it, he's measuring 2,000 steps. Ubo v'kolsa midosoi al svas tikro. His Mamash Tchum ends, punctet exactly where the tip of a roof. You have a house, in other words, there's a chotzer. Usually you have a chotzer in front of the house, and then you have the house. So his tchum Shabbos punkt ends, right at the end of the chotzer, where the house begins. Now it happened to be this house, its front wall caved in before Shabbos. And all you have is a tikrum. You have the roof there. So it's like an open garage, that there's no wall to the fourth wall. You just have the roof there. That's where your tchum ends. Your tchum ends punkt at the beginning of this tikrum. Yeah, ubo v'kolso midosay asvas tikrum is muta letalto b'chol habayis. Here, even Rav Huna should be moida that you're allowed to throw something even inside the house. Even though what? You're not allowed to walk inside the house. Because you have your Erev outside in the field, you only have a right to walk alpayimama from your Erev. Now your alpayimama ends at the end of this chotzer, right before the house starts. So pshita, you yourself can't walk into the house. Because inside the house is outside your tchum. But Rav Nachman Shita was before. Even though you can't walk there, you're allowed to throw chveitzim there. Here it's zicher reshus yachid. It's not like you have a chotzer in front of the house, and then you have the house. So there are dalal mechitas all around here, so the people in this house can carry from the chotzer into the house. It's one reshus yachid. So according to Rav Nachman, you're allowed to stand in the chotzer, that is teich yor alpayimama, and you're allowed to throw chveitzim inside the house. That's Rav Nachman's din. No, before Rav Huna said it's osur, Rav Huna made a gzeira. If you come to throw chveitzim from the chotzer, from the apayim mama, outside the apayim mama, we're afraid you come to walk to your chveitzim and you walk out of the apayim mama. Therefore, Rav Huna said you're not allowed to throw out of the apayim mama. Zokt Rav Nachman, the Churot Rafuna, you should be murdered to me in this case. This case is different. Why is it different? So at the Gemara, my time, Hoyo v'tikro habayis chavetis. There's a svara to say there's a big hecker here. Without your tchum ends, exactly where the house begins, and there's a tikra, there's a roof there, again like a svara, which is said like, Pit tikra yard recites him, as if we should see, like the roof now is coming down, chavetis, it looks to us like the roof is coming down. So there's klora hecker here to tell you, you can't take a step further. You're not allowed to walk out of your apayim amma. Where does your apayim amma end? At the beginning of this house.